All right, Russ, here we go. Let's get right to it. In the NFL, Tony Dungy told the Tampa Tribune that he would not have drafted Michael Sam, the first openly gay player in the NFL, saying that Sam should have a chance to play, but he wouldn't have wanted to deal with all of it. Of course, TD is catching a lot of heat because he helped out Michael Vick. But in the way I look at it, a rookie who has a best-selling book, who wanted to shoot a documentary or reality show during training camp, would clearly be a distraction. So keep in mind, Tony Dungy is very religious, and he did support a proposal to ban same-sex marriage. So we'll see what happens from this. All right, Panthers, Greg Hardy, not having the best month. First, he was convicted of domestic violence. Now he's charged with stinking up the spot. Every baller wants to be a rapper. Every rapper wants to be a baller. Well, he performed at Club Label. First, according to TMZ, he cleared the dance floor with his first song. Then, power was lost during his second song, although it's believed that the DJ cut his mic to stop him from turning the party down any lower.
Wow.
KTAR Arizona is reporting that Eagles' Keelan Johnson was arrested at 2 a.m. outside of a bar. According to the report, his friend was being arrested for fighting, and that's when Keelan got too close to the police. They told him to back up, and he shoved one of the officers.
If you took everybody from the end of last season that got arrested over the summer, that's two football teams.
Easy. Well, we have, what, eight Ravens alone.
Right.
We have about—
they're leading the league right now in arrest.
Easy, yep.
They're number one.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm sure he will face charges from this and maybe even a suspension. Right. Donald Sterling met with Steve Ballmer, you know, the ex-CEO of Microsoft, who's offering $2 billion for the Clippers.
Right.
Well, the word is that Donald Sterling may be either A, ready to sell, or trying to increase the price of the team, which I don't think is possible. Nah. Well,
they better do it before this dude like pulls the plug.
His chief financial officer is saying that Donald Sterling is basically $500 million in debt. He's saying that several banks are ready to pull his loans because of all the instability with the trust. So Donald Sterling may be ready to go ahead and cut that deal now, you know, to kind of save face. Major League Baseball Nationals did their thing. Sadly, the Reds and the Phillies both took losses. Wow. Super Ken, that's the sports, baby.
That's it?
Yeah, well, you want some more?
Yeah.
Let's ride.
Floyd Money Mayweather, he didn't say he slept with somebody's wife anymore?
Well, that was yesterday. That was all weekend we talked about it. Well, you know, the video came out during his press conference, and it sounded as if he said that. Somebody yelled, T.I., and it sounded like he said—
Do you think T.I. going to go at him now?
No.
T.I.'s done with that.
T.I. is trying to get some. To me, T.I. is trying to get some kind of street cred from this. T.I. hasn't had
T.I.
the best.
T.I. don't need street cred.
Well, let's think about it. Everybody's considering him a snitch.
The TV show.
No, T.I. does not.
Hey, I'm just telling you what I'm hearing.
He loves
Tiny.
He's crazy about Tiny.
It did sound like Floyd said that, but then Floyd went on to say, no, I've never been with Tiny.
But we watched the video. It looked like he said,
He said it. Well, Albert is saying he definitely said
it.
We looked at it.
Like it to me.
But I think what's key is what the man is saying. He's saying I didn't say it.
But then he said he did say it. So we're sitting there like, what's key is what he said, what we saw him say.
But he rides for Mayweather no matter what.
Oh, never mind.
I don't ride for anybody but myself. What are you talking about?
Get off
his. Are you
serious? I'm just keeping it. That's what happened.
We sat here and watched this man say he screwed him.
Who wants a Mayweather sack lunch?
Super King. He's got his hand up.
Me, homie.
I can't.